This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 29 of BookCareers.com Live. Today's episode is brief, but it's essential for quite a few of you, and it is about how to deal with a negative appraisal. Most jobs have an appraisal scheme, personal development scheme, personal development review, 360 degree feedback review, all to monitor staff performance and ensure that employees are all working to a high standard. In departments such as sales, it is easier to spot when a member of staff is underperforming, as it's likely to show in their sales figures. However, monitoring staff performance in other departments, such as editorial, production, or in an administrative role, becomes much harder. So these 6 monthly and annual appraisals operate. Sometimes an appraisal can be tied to a pay review. I worked for a company once where, although I had outperformed targets and my boss was really delighted with me, when it came to appraisal time, I was marked down because if I reached a particular score on the appraisal, it meant I was due a pay rise, which the company could not afford. This all seemed very unfair. Managers who deliver appraisals usually have been trained to do so, but even so, there might be a few who use appraisal time to settle a score, mark you down, or let's be perfectly honest about this, tell you some home truths that your work might not be up to standard. Previously, you might have been able to take a bad appraisal with a pinch of salt. It was nothing big, it would sort itself out. But now in the workplace, a poor appraisal may have dire consequences and result in job loss. I'm definitely seeing an increase in publishing staff who do not make probation who are asked to leave in their first 18 months of employment. If you find yourself in a negative review or negative appraisal situation, here are 4 points to help you resolve the situation. 1. Do you think that the situation is of your making? Have you truly been putting in the best work you possibly can? Or do you think there are other factors? Don't automatically blame other members of staff if you have to apportion blame. It is better to blame a circumstance or a system and offer a solution as to how it might be resolved. 2. What do you think the solutions might be? What has been going awry? How could you do things better? If the complaint is a general one, like you're too slow, how could you speed up? Is there any guidance as to how long you are meant to be spending on a particular task? For example, the task might involve you proofreading an advance information sheet and you are giving it a time-consuming detailed proofread where all that is really expected of you is to check the ISBN and the basic information and give it a quick read through just to check it all makes sense and there are no obvious mistakes, as the person who wrote it would have already proofread it thoroughly. 3. Ask for help from an outside person if you have one. These are the situations I often help with. A careers coach or someone who understands the company dynamics and has your best interests at heart will help you the most. 4. If you think the appraisal is wrong, don't be afraid to challenge it. But when you do, evidence how it is wrong. Give real examples, but be sure that you are in the right before you do so. You might initially have a conversation with your line manager about how the appraisal is wrong, and if after discussions there are any retractions of what has been written or fresh agreements made, then you confirm them in an email. Don't assume your line manager will do so. You need the retraction or correction on your record indicating that a mistake was made by management in your appraisal. I hope this episode has given you some points to think about when appraisal time is due. If you are struggling at work and want a confidential chat, please either book into the Careers Clinic via the Book Careers website or email me at suzanne@bookcareers.com. This episode is copyright information and has been extracted from How to Job Search in Book Publishing by Suzanne Collier, due to be published in September 2019. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.